so we will begin our worship with the chimes and then go from there. Your name is blessed and is holy. And it is a holy moment when we can come and worship you, when we can come and sit in your presence. And yet we know that you go with us wherever we go, but there's something about being in your sanctuary, worshiping you in the fullness of this moment and the glory of this time. So let us worship you with all that we are, and let us encounter you and be changed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. His name is wonderful. Page 174. We're going to sing it twice. standing for the Apostles' Creed, pound on page 881 or on the screen. Let us unite this historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Lord and our God, you heard us a few moments ago as we lifted up names in prayer. We do pray that you would be with Keith and his family, that you would be with Wanda, that you would bless her, be with Pat as she heals and gets stronger, and that you would comfort and heal, and that you would give peace in the souls of those who are healing and peace in the souls of those who need comfort. And we know that in both places and in all places, your Spirit is present. It is well within us, and it gives us a hope and a presence that only you can give. So we ask that you would be with each one of those prayers, as we also ask that you would be with our unspoken request that rests within our souls, of our family members, and of our church members, and our brothers and sisters across the church, whatever denomination they may be, that worship Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And for those who do not believe in you, we ask, O Lord, a special blessing upon them, that they would be moved by your Spirit to come to find the one who loves them and cares for them for all eternity, and they would accept them as their Lord and Savior. For we know, O Lord, the key to filling our churches back, the key to moving the church forward and moving the kingdom forward, is in the salvation of those who do not know you yet. But we pray that they will. And for those of us who are going through trials within our own soul, whether it be us or our family members, whether it just be things that come with growing older, or things that become with being growing older as teenagers and young adults, all the things that are in process there, we ask, Lord, that you would be with each person and that you would heal their spirit and send them into a place of joy, because there is where God would have us be. in a place where we can find the joyfulness and the peace of God's Spirit, even if the storm is passing through. So bless us in all that we are and all that we can be. Bless us in who we will become and what we may resist. Bless us where our treasures are, and be with us for what we leave behind and what we bring forward. In all things, O Lord, we will give you thanks and praise and ask you to allow us to pray the prayer that you taught your children, the apostles, as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder. Let's find out. How many people know this? You know, so y'all have to sing especially loud for all the other people that did not raise their hands. We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder. It's 418, or you'll find it on the screen. Let us stand and sing together. Ask our ushers to come forward this time, please. Let us pray together. And let us climb that ladder higher and higher. It's good for our knees, good for who we are, good for our soul. And sometimes it might even put us a little out of breath, but we keep climbing. As we climb, we give. Let us give of ourselves this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
please stand for the reading of our scripture? We're reading from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May your grace, your wisdom, and your understanding of these scriptures, O Lord, living scriptures that aren't just words that were written 2,000 years ago, but living scriptures that live in us at this moment, may they move us and may they change us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I don't know if you know or not, but I think the United States has become the storage capital of the world. Around every city, they used to say there was a church on every corner. Now I think there's a storage building on every corner. You ever notice that? We got storage buildings everywhere. I mean, you can find them in any place. You know, we got stuff, I would call it junk, you would call it treasures, or other things, and we have them every place, and we can't find enough room in our house for them. So what do we do with them? We store them. My wife would call that, if we don't put it in a box and open it within 5 years, she would call that garbage. Because at my house, I've told you this before, but at my house, if we put it in a box and we get ready to move someplace, it used to be we'd move every 5 or 6 years to another church, she would say, "If you didn't open it?" And guess what would happen to it? Out the door. So once I found out I was moving, before I told her the bishop had said was moving, I would go, don't tell her I said anything. I would go out and put the stuff within the boxes, and I would open all the boxes and take one thing out of it that I really didn't need. I made a mistake one time of missing a box. I think she threw it away, but I'm not positive. That's the difference. Well, we have to rent storage. The moment I was to mention renting storage, guess what would happen? Gone. Out the door. Well, see, we have all these things. And we rent places, and they build. We've got a, back towards our home in Knoxville, there's a new six-story storage building. All the amenities. Now, I be over our percentage of them. I'm still bothered. I always will be, I guess. Every time I get to the end of the street, and somebody has a sign up, we'll work for food. And I know that 90% of the time they won't.
They wouldn't. Every time I drive by, I'm always worried about that 1% of people that would. Now, I would give away. This is where I would give away. Mary Lynn and I would be living in a tent out in front of the church. Like if I gave away money every time I wanted to. I think Mary may think the same about you, Larry, just in case you're wondering about that. I think it's the same thing. And it's just, but I know I can't, but I worry about folk. Ministry in the church, and I want y'all to think about this a second, just let it stay when I say it. Ministry in the church is about those who aren't here yet. It certainly has to do with members of the church also. But we're in the few organizations that our goal is to be serving those who haven't arrived. Give me 30 families with 10 kids each. God bless them. And let them run up and down this church all day long. Even with this voice I have today, I'm going to out-preach them. Why? Don't we all remember the days when 10, 15, 20 kids ran up and down our church? I wonder if within our church is, if we didn't think too much of I instead of them, what we want to look like, what we want to become. I think part of this conversation has to do with the fact that we built barns instead of keeping the barns we had and filling them 4 or 5 times a day. Or keeping the barns we had and feeding the hungry. So this guy's problem in the parable was he built new ones for himself. When he could have said, think of the parable differently. God has blessed me. I have more than I ever will need to use. I have more than I ever will need to think about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill my barns. I'm not going to not fill them. I'm going to do that. But then all that I have that's after that, I'm going to use for the people of this community that can't eat, that can't have anything to drink, that don't have bread on their table. Because that's laying up treasure in other people. And our treasures have to be laid up not just for us, but for others. And that's why I think we lose part of where we're trying to get to. It is that laying up of treasures. Are they here? Or is the treasures being laid up in heaven where nothing destroys them? Now, I want to talk about one treasure this morning that all of y'all have. I don't care how much money you got, don't matter. I have one treasure I want to talk to you about. And it relates to somebody you've heard me speak to before. 30 years ago or so, Mary Lynn and I had the privilege of being with our two old girls now, then young girls, at McKendree United Methodist Church in Jasper, Tennessee. It's the church in the round. That's how I always think about it. Where you're in the center of the pulpit and everything's around you. It goes in a circle. First few Sundays I was there, I thought, I am never going to learn to preach to this. And after I was there, I just couldn't imagine not preaching to it. Because everything's just, there are only 8 pews deep. But it goes all the way around and still holds 300 people. I mean, it's an amazing thing to look at it. But it was churching around. Well, when I got there, I learned the people, and after I was there a few years, the matriarch of that church was Mama Brown. You've heard me mention her. She was 102 when I did her funeral. Wonderful. Well, she attended church till she was 101. then as she said over and over again, I think I've outgrown going to church. I'd say, why, Mama Brown? She said, because I can't walk anymore. And I don't want to be wheeled in every time I go. Now, we wheeled her in a few times. But she was a wonderful lady. And she called me about 2 days before her death. She wanted to talk to me first about her children. We'll leave that out of this conversation. I've told you that before. But after we had that conversation, she looked at me and she said, I'm sorry, I can't be the parishioner that you need me to be. She's 101, about to be 102, which she had, then she passed. And I said, what do you mean, Mom Brown? She said, all I can do is pray for you now. And I pray for you all day long. And I remember looking at her thinking, give me 10 Mama Browns praying for me at 102 years old, and I can grow a church. What do you mean? She can't get out, don't matter. See, I still have this strange belief that prayer changes things. I still believe praying for each other changes lives. I still believe praying for your city changes your city. It may not happen the way you want or as quick as you want, but I still believe it. I still believe praying for your church and your family changes the church and the family. In fact, it's my belief is the one thing we don't do enough of that all of us can do is pray. Because what it does is it lays up treasures for us in heaven, not on earth. It lays up treasures for us because we do something when we pray for other people. And I want you to hear it, because the prayers can't just be what I need. Prayers have to be for other people, for other places, for other things. What this does, it does ministry and it lays up treasures in heaven where we will never know just how much. But the fact that I'm 35 years or so later after I was in that church with her, and I still remember her words, still remember her face, and still remember how much she wanted to continue worshiping and praising God, and I had to help her remember she already still was. And at 102, when I had her funeral, have you ever been to one of those funerals where you didn't think the line was ever going to stop? She's 102. Nobody knows a 102-year-old, right? They allow 3 hours for visitation. After 4.5, we decide to start the service. Tell them they could come back and finish afterwards. That's what we did. Think of this. Treasures. And who came back? People who she had touched during her whole life that were still living, all the way down to, by the way, some teenage boys and girls. Treasures. Oh, to know that we had lived our lives and we'd build up treasures in other people so much that they had to come and say goodbye. In fact, they made them quit coming to her house because she was so sick. And see, and I think every one of y'all, every one of us, has that special thing inside of us that's called prayer, that we may not have a bunch of people come, but we'll be shocked how many lives we changed. It's laying up treasures. I hope when whoever stands above me when I pass don't ever know. Everybody I would have standing above me, all of them but two are dead, so we'll see how it goes. But I mean, I've got two left. One of them's older than me, one's younger. Not by much. I hope they can stand up and say I've laid up treasures. I really don't care if they think I'm a good preacher or not. The ear of the beholder. I really don't care if they think I was the best looking pastor they ever had. There's a whole lot of things that doesn't matter. But I hope and pray that they'll say he left treasures. Because it's what we leave behind that truly matters. It's not big barns. It's none of those things. It's what we leave behind. The treasures of this life. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Oh, the treasures you left behind. The church of the believers. We're not talking about just church. We're talking about the church of the believers. You have changed us. You have moved us. You have motivated us. And you have died for us. And you have risen again. Oh, what you have left behind. The glory for us is that you not only left it behind, but you're coming back. So we get to live the next chapter. May the treasures of our life not be stored in storage buildings. May they not be stored in homes of brick and mortar. But may the treasures of our life be stored in the souls of those who have been changed because we knew each other. May that change last for eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Freely, Freely, page 389 or on the screen. The altar is open if you want to come and pray. May God's blessings be with us as we sing and end this worship.
Thank you.
heard me mention at the beginning of service that Host an Annual Conference begins today. It starts for many of us with meetings at 4:30, but worship tonight there is at 7 for the music and then the service itself. It is ordination service. If you've never been, well, it may not be the same over the internet. If you want to go to hostin.org, it will stream live and you can watch the ordination service. I know Larry and him went last year to ordination, and if you've never been, it is a grand service and a beautiful worship time. And then all the annual conference will be streaming starting Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I think is right. It might be 9:15, but I think it's 9. And so if you want to watch annual conference and enjoy all the business meetings during the daytime, feel free to do that. There is a memorial service on Monday and then retirement service on Tuesday. And so we have all those things on the schedule that you would really want to see. And I've gotten to the age, friends, that I try to go to the memorial service every year. When I was young, those names were people that I'd heard of. Now they're people I've served with. And it makes a whole lot of difference in how that happens. So just watch and be part of that if you desire to. You'll see all that goes on and it'll be in front of you. Well, let's pray together. Now, Lord, we ask that you let us go in peace. May the power of the Holy Spirit be with us. May annual conference be a time of great worship, great caring, and let us fulfill the mission. As with the buckets that we filled here and are sending to Zimbabwe, and with the change for children that we give to, and for us giving to young people who are coming along to be in ministry, as we give to all those things, let us do so knowing that lives are changed because of that. Now let us go in peace. May the joy of this day be upon us, and may we learn to store our treasures in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now in peace.